to a new episode of Life with Brittany, a Peculiar Podcast. I hope you all are doing well. I know there's a lot of things going on. It's like something new every day, but hopefully you're trying to stay balanced and centered during this time, and hopefully that you can find a piece of joy somewhere. So today, my piece of joy that I'm going to be talking about, something I look forward to. I do not watch a lot of TV. You can ask people that know me. In rotation in my home, you will always find Living Single, Sex in the City, Golden Girls, and A Different World. That's pretty much my rotation. As far as new shows, I love the show Good Girls. That is not coming on for a while. Their next season probably won't be until COVID is done. Love the show Good Girls. It is on Netflix and on Hulu if you want to check it out. It's amazing. And my other show is Insecure. Insecure, I've been down since day one, since she first, Issa Rae is who I'm referring to, since she first dropped the season one on HBO. I love. She's my best friend in my head. So anyway, I love Issa. I love what she does. The cast that she has, I think they're great. Love Yvonne Orji. I'm not going to list everybody, but those are like my top two females that I love. I love listening to Yvonne and Lovey on their podcast, Jesus and Jaloft. If you haven't checked it out, do so. But anyway, we're going to talk about Insecure today. So last night was a season finale, and when I tell y'all that thing had me too done in this house, I was throwing pillows. I walked off. I just could not. I was like, I know y'all not throwing that curveball. So if you have not seen the last season, please don't listen to this because I am going to spoil it for you. I'm warning you now. So I guess just a couple of things before I talk about what happened last night, the last episode. I'm going to do a brief just recap for this season. So this season, Molly and Issa's friendship was tested, and most of the time I kind of saw where Issa was coming from. Molly just, I don't know. I guess I can understand her perspective sometimes, but other times I really thought she was just tripping. Issa was trying to just get things done. So that friendship was definitely tested. I've had a friendship like that where it just, you guys are just not on the same page for various reasons, whether you feel like something shifted and you feel like your best friend is now attacking the things that you do and you feel confident about, and so you feel uncomfortable. Maybe you had an argument and you never had an argument with them and it kind of went left, and now you're trying to get back to normal. There's so many different reasons why friendships either take a hiatus or take a turn. So we definitely saw that in their friendship. You kind of saw that last season, I think, too, just because sometimes Molly would be a little shady to Issa. But this time, Issa was a little shady at the beginning. She was real shady when it came to talking about Molly not being in a stable relationship, and I thought that was like, dang, that's a little rough. But outside of that, I feel like Molly wasn't really taking effort or means to build the relationship back up. So that's Molly and Issa. It was just interesting to watch them throughout the season together and then separately. And this last season was the first one that they did episodes by themselves, so that was interesting to see too. Mr. Lawrence, that, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I was not feeling him in Condola. I mess her name all the time. But I wasn't feeling him in Condola at all. Like, I've always wanted Issa and Lawrence to be together. I do think Lawrence, just all through Insecure, Lawrence had to get it together because Issa was holding him up. And it's nothing wrong with holding your partner up. I believe in that. However, they got to pull their weight at some point, right? Make the best of themselves and put their best selves forward. And I think it took Lawrence a long time to see that. I think he liked Condola because it was fresh. I guess he didn't have to, she didn't know about his shortcomings, I guess, as much. She saw him in the light that he was in, and it was a better light. He had a job. He was well-groomed. Like, remember that first season, I think his hair was jacked, but anyway. But he got it together, like, you know, and so she was able to see that. So he was, like, quote-unquote, a new man with her, and I think that made him feel good that he didn't necessarily have a past with her. But I think that's also what he missed, which is why I think he flocked back to Issa. I don't think that love ever left. I think it was just hurt that was in its place for a while. Because, you know, Issa cheated, and that can leave a stain to anybody. So I think he just, he knew that he still loved her, and you know, when you still have that chemistry with somebody, you just feel that, and That love is there, the chemistry is there. This is somebody who, excuse me, now in retrospect, like I said, it's interesting he went to Condola because maybe, you know, she didn't know his past and shortcomings, but Issa knows everything. And so that can be rewarding too. Like, this person knows everything about me, my flaws, my insecurities, no pun intended, the things I've done well. And she's able to kind of see all that and still loves him and still supports him. And I think that shows him difference too. So I don't know. The last episode, Lawrence got the job in San Francisco and I was like, oh, okay. And at the beginning, I was like, I don't know if anybody else felt this way, but when he, I guess in the scenes first started, they were in a marketplace or something, and he told her, and I was like, well, bruh, dog, you don't want to be with her? Like, what, you kind of setting this up in a rough way? But then he was like, of course, I want it to work too. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. It just felt like a little off, so I don't know. Maybe that was just me. Condola, I think Condola is cool. If we wouldn't have, you know, met Issa first and met Condola first, and I think most of us would have went for Condola. Like, she's a cool girl. She has her stuff together, outfits always together, hair on point. She's cute. Like, I like her for Lawrence outside of Issa. You know, I think she would have been a good fit, but I love Issa, so I'm team Issa. So but I don't know, Condola definitely hit us with that okie doke. I was reading some comments and I was like, it's interesting because one person said that, well, Lawrence told Issa last episode that he had talked to Condola and everything was straight. And someone was like, well, dawg, what y'all talk about? Then again, of course, y'all, this is a TV show, but if we're still thinking about TV show, you do understand that maybe she was waiting for her cycle to come on or something like that, and so she didn't know that she was pregnant. You know, maybe she just found out, and that's why she's like, okay, I know we had that talk, but now something has come up. Something like that. You know, I've heard people just ending a relationship, and then, like, a couple weeks later, they hit somebody with the okey-doke, or years later, like, yeah, I had your baby. Stuff like that. So, I mean, that happens in real life, so. The fact that she said, I don't know. I did feel bad for her. She was like, you don't have to do anything. I'm good. And she started to get a little teary-eyed. I don't know if she's really good. I don't know if she wants to still be with Lawrence. I think because what happened a couple of episodes prior when they're in the kitchen and she was asking, well, if Issa never cheated, would you be with her, type of thing. I don't know if she loved Lawrence. I think she liked him or maybe infatuated with him or was interested in seeing where it was going, but I think she let that go. Now that she's having a baby with him, I don't know if she wants to be with him like that. I do think that she does want his support. I don't know. Condola's a little interesting. Maybe it's not his baby, and that'll just make everybody happy, so I don't know. Moving on. I'm trying to go through everybody I was thinking about. Moving on, Nathan. Like, I'm not on Nathan's team until he started talking, because he got a nice voice. I'm sorry, he does. Like, his voice be like, man, you said that. Like, so you'd be like, dang, maybe him and Issa should be together. But then it's just like, I don't know. The vibe is like, I guess Lawrence and Issa are so seasoned. When she's with Nathan, it's kind of like, oh, this is cool, but something just don't sit all the way right. Maybe. I think he's a cool dude, cool character. He looks like he's trying to get himself together. I think it was nice that they mentioned mental health, because people are going through that, especially people in the African-American community have some stigmas about mental health. So I would have liked them to explore maybe a little bit of that, but maybe here or there. I do think he's an interesting character. I don't know about him and Issa being strictly friends. The way he'd be looking at Issa, like he about to eat her up. So I don't know where that's going to go. I don't know. So we'll see. I wonder where Daniel is. Like, that would be a monkey wrench for real. But anyway, I think Nathan's cool. I just don't see him in Issa. So I don't know. Kelly is a mess. Like, she is my comic relief. First of all, well, I'll talk about the funny episode to me. That was like my favorite episode. But Kelly is a trip. Like, Kelly just do her. Okay. She do her own thing. She act like she want to act, say what she want to say regardless. But she does love her some Tiffany. That's her girl. That's her, you know, that's one of her heartstrings. And you can definitely see that throughout the season. Like, she's always there for Tiffany. Even though, you know, sometimes Tiffany didn't show that to Kelly, but she is always there for Tiffany. And She's really big on friendship. I've seen that. Like, you know, she jokes around a lot, but she's really serious about that. That's why she contacted Issa to see if she's going to get up with Molly, because she wants the friendship to stay together. So I thought that was nice. In the last episode, you saw that she was really concerned about Tiffany and wanted to find her best friend and make sure that she was okay. So that was really nice to see. Tiffany, honey, she was on the struggle bus this season. And I saw it at the block party that I was like, the stuff that she was saying, like, I don't think she's okay. She's dealing with postpartum and some other issues. I'm not really familiar with that all the way outside of, you know, my own personal research. Just, you know, some friends that have gone through that and family members, just trying to understand what it is. But it's a real thing. And I hope they explore a little bit more of that. Maybe they show them going to counseling or how she gets help, because first, being a new mom, I can imagine is overwhelming. Your body goes through a lot of changes. You go through a lot of changes, right? Again, I've never had the experience, but I've had friends and family members, and you can just see it. It's a lot. And just even imagine, you have pushed a whole human through your body. That is, listen, every mama deserves an award just for that alone. And so your body has gone through changes, and now you no longer have that, and you're adjusting. And then, you know, it's just a lot of responsibility. It's just a lot of different things that can go into that. So they didn't dive into all of that, but you can see that it was a distress for her. And she didn't want to leave her husband, but she didn't know what to do. And the scene kind of got me a little choked, because like, you see Molly and Issa, you can see Molly was trying to hold back tears, because it was, you know, your friend is suffering and you don't know what to do, and she didn't know what to do, and you're just happy that she didn't hurt herself, you know. So it was good that they showed that, and just, you know, it was a very touching moment, and see what friendship is about. Even though Issa and Molly were fighting, it was like, hey, listen, our friend is missing, let's do this, put all the BS aside, you know, we're gonna find each other, find our friend together, and making sure that we're good. And you also heard Issa, like, when she was on the bus, she was saying, she was spitting some gems about how people, you know, we're all just trying to be the best that we can. And Molly, I think, really took to that. Like, you know, Issa might have something here. And Issa's really growing, and Molly's was not. She's like, everybody needs to get on my page or kick rocks. I'm like, girl, everybody can't do that. Everybody, you know, you can't have everything your way. So it was just interesting to see that dynamic, that friendship dynamic. Derek, I think, was a great husband. I definitely see him taking, you know, throughout when they showed him and the baby, taking care of the baby. Definitely so concerned for his wife and just feeling helpless, but wanting to make sure that she knew that he would always be there. And I think that was just so strong to see the male presence do that, and wasn't fussing at her, wasn't yelling at her, wasn't, you know, you left and you don't know. He was there because he knew that she was going through. And, you know, I know he felt bad. He's like, well, maybe I should have did more. And sometimes you don't know if your spouse or your partner doesn't tell you something, you know, you sometimes you get caught up in different things, but definitely to shine light that you have to pay attention, you know, with whoever you're with, and just make sure you're there for that person. I think he did a really good job, just being there for her. And, you know, that was touching to see too. Let's see. So Molly and Andrew, I will say I was not a fan of Asian Bae at all. I was like, Molly can do a little bit better. I didn't really like her with Dro either, but whatever. I just wasn't feeling Asian Bae. But this season I was like, okay, Asian Bae, okay, Andrew, I can feel it. I can dig it. Like, they had a really cool vibe, and things were kind of coming together for them. And then, I don't know, Molly just, he kind of, I don't know, Andrew, like he was saying last episode, he seemed like he was always there for her, and, you know, they had to make some adjustments. He wanted to feel like the priority, because Molly was always busy. And I think sometimes in a relationship, you do have to establish, one, what it means to be a priority, and then what it means to be a priority with each other. Making sure you use that person's love language, not just yours, is important too, and making adjustments, because I can imagine being a lawyer, you work, I don't even know how many hours of work, 60 plus, if not more, 70 plus a week. That's a lot. And they're trying to balance their cases and trying to balance their own personal life, and then trying to balance a relationship with you. But then also you have to understand that there is another human being. It's not just you. So making sure you have those conversations. I think Andrew hit her with a really big, like, ooh, okay, well, I don't know what to do with that. And kind of just had her speechless when he asked, what are you fighting for? Like, are you fighting for, and this is just my interpretation, are you fighting for our relationship? Are you fighting to be with me? Or are you fighting just to be in a relationship? And I really think, I don't know, I really think Molly cares for Andrew. I don't know about love, because, you know, I don't know. But I really think she cares for Andrew. She really wants to make the relationship work. but she doesn't know how to do that. You saw at the very end, she was like, okay, I can open up more. I can do more. I can do this. Like, why weren't you doing that before? And sometimes when you're about to lose somebody, you start thinking about all the things you could have done. And sometimes it's too late. And sometimes it's just right on time. And I know people are saying, oh, well, Andrew dropped you, so now you're going to Issa. Well, we don't know that. He never said, I don't need to be with you, or we're going to officially break it up or whatever. We don't know. It's kind of in limbo. So that's just interesting that their relationship is taking those turns. I think if she needed definitely to show some more support with him and the family, I think Andrew needed to talk to his brother a little bit more too, just so him and Molly could have a better relationship. But it's going to be interesting to see where they go. I kind of, like I said, I like how he treats Molly. I think that he treats her well, and I think they have fun together. It's just some things need to be adjusted if they're going to be successful. And then lastly, at the very last episode, you see Issa meeting with Molly, and it was just like old times. And again, many people were like, oh, well, now that Andrew dropped you, even though I don't know if he did, but Andrew dropped you, now you're going to run to Issa. Well, remember when Issa got hit with, oh, maybe I should get back with Lawrence, I don't know. She went to Molly too, because it's one thing about a best friend, especially one you've known forever, who knows you. You can trust them, one, with information, and you can get their insight. And sometimes it's a good woosah moment to somebody who's non-judgmental to you. And so I think they both, of course, Issa missed Molly. She had expressed that. And Issa is very forgiving. She really is. And Molly sometimes is not. And I think, you know, when Andrew hit her with those questions, she's like, you know, I really need to get myself together. I need to meet my best friend halfway because I miss her. I need her support. I need her. And sometimes we need those people, and we forget that they're human too. They're going to mess up. They're not always perfect. But if somebody messes up and it's not always, you know, it's a different mistake, or they're really trying to be sincere and you can see the changes in their life, you really need to be open to meeting them halfway, to at least establishing, you know, friendships can grow, if relationships can get back to normal, and different things like that. So Insecure packs a whole lot. Like, it's, you know, I agree with everybody else. I hate that the season is only like 8, 9. Well, I think we had 10, only 10 episodes, and they're like 30 minutes. I'd be like, oh, you know, because by the time, you know, 15 minutes, I'm like, oh, it's getting good. Next thing you know, oh, we're done. Wait a minute. Like, you know, but I definitely understand. That's how she wants it done. That's how she writes it. I'm good. I'm not complaining, girl. However you want to do it, Issa, we're going to be here. So it's going to be interesting to see whenever we get another season. Due to COVID, we'll see. But I'm very interested to see if Lawrence and Issa are going to be able to be together. I think Issa thinks that Lawrence might go back to Condola, but I think Lawrence really loves Issa. If you go back to somebody who's hurt you like that, and you have grown to see your mistakes within that issue, and just grown with that person, and you come back to them and wanting to, you know, start fresh, you really love them. So it's gonna be interesting to see. Who knows if that's Condola's baby, if that's Lauren's baby or not. We'll see that. Hopefully Issa and Nathan don't mess around. I was like, oh my gosh, please Issa, please don't do anything with Nathan. So we'll see. My favorite episode was when Issa and Lawrence ended up hooking up. I think that was 8, I can't remember, but it was just funny. It was so funny and so real and awkward and perfect. Like, Issa busted her tail when she came to meet Lawrence for those drinks. I fell out laughing. And then the black dude that was interrupting their conversation, and just going from different places to the next and cutting up and then having those real moments. That was my favorite episode for the whole season. But it's very interesting to see where Insecure goes, who they're going to add. I would like them to develop Tiffany's story a little bit, and Kelly, because we really don't get to see a lot about Kelly separately. So that would be kind of cool to see. Definitely see how Issa and Molly's relationship goes, if Molly ends up with Andrew or not, and of course, where Miss Issa will end up too. So very excited to see where it's going. Probably going to have to watch reruns for another year, but I'll be there whenever she drops the next season, and so hopefully I will get all those questions answered. So let me know if you have any shows that you're watching during quarantine, any shows outside of Insecure, now that we're going to be taking a break from that since the season is done. Let me know, because I'm looking for some other shows to watch to pass the time, but also just, you know, for some pure entertainment. So hit me up with that. Hope you guys stay strong, stay blessed, and I'll be back soon.